高等学校英语应用能力考试 A 级
Model Test 2
Part 1 Listening Comprehension Directions This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of three sections. Section A Directions This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are five recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D.Given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now the test will begin.
1. Maggie is leaving for Beijing tomorrow. I'd like to see her off at the airport. What time is her flight?
7:30 p.m., but she's got to get to the airport 1 hour earlier.
Question. When will Maggie get to the airport?
Two. You look tired, Tom. How about a cup of coffee?
Well, my doctor says coffee drinking is harmful to my stomach.
Question. What does the man mean?
3. Could I speak to Mrs. Price, please?
I'm afraid she doesn't work here any longer.
Question. What is the man doing? 4. Would you like to go to the cinema?
I'd rather not go today.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? 5. Terry starts work at 6 o'clock.
So he has to get up early.
Question. Why does Terry get up early?Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short conversations. There are two recorded conversations in it. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken two times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answerFrom the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Conversation 1. Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am. Can I help you?
Could you tell me where the bank is?
It is upstairs, across from the coffee bar.
Thanks.Do you know what time it opens?
It should be open now. It opens at 8 a.m.
Good. And can you tell me how often the buses leave for the city center?
Every half hour, and you've just missed one.
Oh, dear. Then I'll have to wait for another 30 minutes. Thank you very much.
That's okay.
Questions 6 to 7 are based on the conversation you've just heard.6. Where is the bank?
7. How often do the buses leave for the city centre? Now listen again, please.
Conversation 1. Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am. Can I help you?
Could you tell me where the bank is?
It is upstairs, across from the coffee bar.
Thanks. Do you know what time it opens?
It should be open now. It opens at 8 a.m.
Good. And can you tell me how often the buses leave for the city centre?
Every half hour, and you've just missed one.
Oh, dear. Then I'll have to wait for another 30 minutes. Thank you very much.
That's okay.
Questions 6 to 7 are based on the conversation you've just heard. 6. Where is the bank?
Seven. How often do the buses leave for the city centre? Conversation 2. Hi, Jane. Please take a seat.
Thank you.
We are now considering your application. Are you interested in working in the marketing department?
Yes, I am very interested in marketing. It would be a new challenge for me.
How do you feel about working on weekends?
Working on weekends? I have not thought about it, but I will definitely consider it.
People in that department often need to do market service during the weekends.
Then I will try my best to do that.
By the way, do you live far from the company?
No, it only takes me 30 minutes to come here by bus.
That is fine. Thank you.
Questions 8 to 10 are based on the conversation you've just heard. 8. Which department is the woman likely to work?
Nine. What is the special requirement for the job?
Ten. How long does it take the woman to get to the company by bus?
Now listen again, please. Conversation 2. Hi, Jane. Please take a seat.
Thank you.
We are now considering your application. Are you interested in working in the marketing department?
Yes, I am very interested in marketing. It would be a new challenge for me.
How do you feel about working on weekends?
Working on weekends? I have not thought about it, but I will definitely consider it.
People in that department often need to do market service during the weekends.
Then I will try my best to do that.
By the way, do you live far from the company?
No, it only takes me 30 minutes to come here by bus.
That is fine. Thank you.
Questions 8 to 10 are based on the conversation you've just heard. 8. Which department is the woman likely to work?
Nine. What is the special requirement for the job?
Ten. How long does it take the woman to get to the company by bus? Section C. Directions. This section is to test your ability to comprehend short passages. You will hear a recorded passage. After that, you will hear 5 questions. Both the passage and the questions will be read 2 times. When you hear a question, you should complete the answer to it with a word or a short phrase in no more than 3 words. The questions and incomplete answers are printed in your test paper. You should write your answers on the answer sheet correspondingly. Now the passage will begin. I am a college student, and my major is painting. Lily was my high school friend, and now she lives in the United States. Yesterday, she came home for her vacation, so we met again for the first time in 3 years. She told me there are many foreigners living in New York, so there are many kinds of English you can hear, such as Japanese English and Chinese English. The language they speak is a mixture of many languages, but nobody worries about it. Lily studies English, but most of her friends are Japanese, and her boyfriend is Japanese too. They seldom speak English, so she has little opportunity to practice her English. I'm not going to study in the U.S. I plan to further my study in Italy. I wonder whether the same thing will happen to me, too.
Questions 11 to 15 are based on the passage you've just heard. 11. What is the speaker's major?
When did the two friends meet last time?
13. What is Lily's problem in her study of English?
14. Which country does Lily's boyfriend come from?
15. In which country does the speaker want to study? 16. Now listen again, please.
I am a college student, and my major is painting. Lily was my high school friend, and now she lives in the United States. Yesterday, she came home for her vacation, so we met again for the first time in 3 years. She told me there are many foreigners living in New York, so there are many kinds of English you can hear, such as Japanese English and Chinese English. The language they speak is a mixture of many languages, but nobody worries about it. Lily studies English, but most of her friends are Japanese, and her boyfriend is Japanese too. They seldom speak English, so she has little opportunity to practice her English. I'm not going to study in the U.S. I plan to further my study in Italy. I wonder whether the same thing will happen to me, too.
Questions 11 to 15 are based on the passage you've just heard. 11. What is the speaker's major?
12. When did the two friends meet last time?
Thirteen. What is Lily's problem in her study of English?
Fourteen. Which country does Lily's boyfriend come from?
Fifteen. In which country does the speaker want to study? This is the end of listening comprehension.